Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. And we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
From New York City, the only city in America, it's the show that invented news. This is The Daily Show. Your host, John Leguizamo.
Yo, 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 what's up? Welcome to The Daily Show. I'm John Leguizamo, and I'm back for the night two as your first Latino Daily Show host ever. Yeah, that's right. And if you change the channel now, you're a racist, bitch. But we got a great show for you tonight, so let's get into the headlines. All right, let's kick things off with Donald Trump, the former president of the United States. I feel you. And future president of Cell Block D. Yes. Yesterday, Trump sat down for an interview on Fox News with Sean Mantides. That's his real name. And it sounds like Trump isn't happy that Ron DeSantis might run against him after all the help he gave Ron when he was running for governor.
Ron came to see me, tears in his eyes. He said, I need you to do me a big favor. Would you endorse me? I fought for you. So I said, let's give it a shot, Ron, okay? And he was desperate. I said, okay. I gave him a nice endorsement. I got him the nomination. By the way, couldn't have never gotten the nomination. He would be working in either a pizza parlor place or a law office right now, okay? And he wouldn't be very happy.
Wow. Ron DeSantis would be working in a pizza parlor? I guess in Trump's mind, every Italian is working in a pizza place or a law office, or even better, a pizza place that's also a law office.
I put it on backwards. Ha ha!
Hey, hey! Hey, you, come here, you mook. Have you been injured on the job? And you're hungry? Then come on into Di Stefano and Sons. We can't win your case. The garlic knots are to die for. Hey, stronzo, fangul, hey, rivista cats, I got your, yeah, right here, bye. Now, you probably missed this because of the casual racism, but Trump said that Ron DeSantis came to him crying. Though, if you hear enough of his stories, you probably notice that this happens to Trump all the time.
I mean, I had a man come up to me who's a strong, tough guy, and he had tears coming down his eyes. People came to me, and they saw me, and they were crying. I stood yesterday with 75 construction workers. Half of them had tears pouring down their face. And they walk into the Oval Office, and they start crying.
This guy, he hasn't cried since he was a baby and probably didn't cry then either. And now he's crying.
This happens all the time. This happens all the time. Thank you. Tears. Tears.
Why? Why? Why are people always in tears around Donald Trump? What's up with this guy? Is his body odor so strong that people's eyes just start watering around him? Right? Is he constantly chopping onions? Is he always just playing the beginning of Up for some reason? All right, let's move on to some news that has become all too common now. There was yet another school shooting yesterday, and this time in Nashville, Tennessee. Yes, sir, where 6 people were killed, including 3 children. For this to happen even once is unacceptable, but now it seems to be happening all the goddamn time. And like all of you, I'm sick to death of this. And I want you to know, and I want to know what our representatives plan to do about it, okay? But because if you ask this, yes. Oh, yeah. Because if you ask this representative from Tennessee, he plans to do jack shit about it.
So it's a horrible, horrible situation. And we're not going to fix it. Criminals are going to be criminals. And my daddy fought in the Second World War, fought in the Pacific, fought the Japanese. And he told me, he said, buddy, he said, if somebody wants to take you out and doesn't mind losing their life, there's not a whole heck of a lot you can do about it.
There's not a lot of heck you can do about it? That's the best you have to offer? You're a congressman. If you don't have any ideas for how to keep our kids safe, get the f*** out of the way. Yes. And go work at a Pinkberry or some shit. And by the way, no disrespect to his father, but if going to school in America feels like fighting in World War II, that should be a sign that things are seriously f***ed up in America. Okay? Now, there's still a lot that we don't know about this crime. The police say it's possible that the shooter was born female and now identifies as male. So, of course, a lot of Republicans like Marjorie Taylor Greene are now saying that trans people are the problem, which I know seems crazy. That's right. It seems crazy because since 99.9% of the mass shooters are not trans. But you know what, Marjorie? I have a proposal for you. Psst, psst, come here. Here's the thing, Marjorie. I agree with you. I don't think trans people should be allowed to own assault rifles either. So let's stop them. But just to be safe, we should also ban non-trans people from owning assault rifles, okay? Just in case they become trans, okay? You know what I mean? No assault weapons for anybody. That'll show them. And some people might tell you that I'm trying to trick you into supporting gun control, but we all know you're too smart for that. Come on, you can trust me, homegirl. It's just you and me, baby. All right, and finally, let's move on to a fun story. We all know that as a planet, we need to find a more humane and sustainable way to grow meat. Well, now some scientists have found a new source of meat that makes absolutely no sense.
A team of scientists from Australia has announced that they've created a meatball from the DNA of the extinct woolly mammoth.
It was created from the cells of a woolly mammoth and grown in a lab. And they took the DNA sequence from a mammoth muscle protein and filled in the gaps with cells from an elephant, the mammoth's closest living relative. Scientists say the meat should taste pretty good, but they're afraid to eat it in case the ancient protein is deadly to our current immune system.
The mammoth meatball is not for consumption, but instead is a symbol that we hope invites viewers and your audience to start thinking about where their food comes from.
Well, first off, as someone who was best friends with a woolly mammoth, yeah. For nine films and 3 TV specials, I gotta say, I've been dying to know what a woolly mammoth tastes like. The amount of times I thought about marinating Manfred and grilling him up, you have no idea. It's just good to know that there are some scientists who are focused on the important problems of our time. Because they're like, oh, listen, we don't have a cure for cancer, but we can tell you what Mr. Snuffleupagus tastes like. That sounded more Cockney than Australian, but that's all right. For more on this meatball story, we turn live to Dulce Sloan at the laboratory.
Hi.
Dulce, what's the news over there?
Listen. Why are we doing this? Scientists out here making meat they're afraid to eat. When there are so many animals we've never bitten into. Like, we haven't tried, you know, eating a sea otter, hippopotamus, or most birds. So why are we going back in time? I mean, I don't know what sea lions taste like, but they don't walk, so I'm sure they're buttery.
No, I understand that. I understand that. But let's think about this scientific discovery, okay? Now, because Dulce said this is an incredible feat. I mean, the mammoth's been extinct for, what, thousands of years, and they're able to make a sustainable meat source? Come on, it could change the whole world.
Oh, so what?
So what?
Give a damn about eating an unshaved elephant, all right? Use this science shit to bring back what the world really needs, cavemen.
Wait. What? Come on, what are you talking about, cavemen, really?
You heard me. They out here playing with test tubes, regenerating shit. If you're gonna bring back shit, bring back something I could use. Bring back those cavemen. You know, they were built like Morris Chestnut, like a real man. Well, you know. Y'all see Morris Chestnut? We ain't making men like that no more. Come on, listen. He got pectorals, and they got big beards, and they got real calves, no implants. Because have you seen men today? Oh, they ain't got it. They got us out here talking about short kings, please. Short kings, that's a lie. Don't start with me. They can't pick nothing up. They're walking around anemic in these skinny jeans. Their legs looking, you look like the knees just look like leg knuckles. You know what I'm talking about? I want a man who looks like he can provide for me, all right? Go and kill a whole antelope with his hands because he don't know his own strength. You know how many men have hit me over the head, thrown me over shoulder, and took me back to their man cave? None! And I'm waiting for it. I got
worked
up.
Woman, even if you were able to bring back cavemen, their brains were different. They might not even be able to pick up a language.
Ooh, the strong silent type. I'm sold. Take my money. Plus, I heard rumors that them cavemen were hung like curtains, okay? Listen! They get to run around, that thing just swing like a ceiling fan.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Dulce, I don't think the scientists have the resources to bring back cavemen just for you.
Oh, no. They don't need to. Listen, I'm already on it, okay? I'm doing science. I'm back in school. You know, I got a whole 5-year plan. I get my master's, then I get my doctorate, and then I get my man. Because if you want to get women in STEM, then you got to get a caveman in me.
All right. Okay, well, good luck with that is all I can say. Dulce Sloan, everybody. All right, when we come back, I go head-to-head with the legend himself, Crazy Legs, so don't go away.
There are a lot of issues on voters' minds right now. 6 big ones could help decide the election. Guns, reproductive rights, immigration, the economy, healthcare, and the wars overseas. On the Consider This podcast from NPR, we will unpack the debates on these issues and what's at stake. You can listen to NPR's Consider This wherever you get your podcasts.
Show. Now, one thing I wanted to do this week is to introduce y'all to my New York. So I decided to go catch up with my brother from another mother, the man who gave New York street cred.
Yeah, I don't look a day over 35, but I actually grew up in the 70s in New York City. At the time, hip-hop was the dopest thing on the planet. And through the culture, I met amazing people like my friend Crazy Legs, a pioneer of the art form that white people call breakdancing and everybody else calls breaking. Crazy Legs started dancing at age 9. He was part of the legendary Rocksteady crew in the early 1980s. He was even Jennifer Beals' body double in Flashdance because she sucked at breaking. He was instrumental in turning breaking into a worldwide phenomenon.
Crazy.
What's up?
So look, you're called Crazy Legs.
Yep.
And I'm called Johnny Legs.
Yep.
Is that one of their friends?
First, I was like, yo, why he biting my name?
Oh, you thought I was biting?
Nah.
No, you did. It's okay. You're a little competitive. You always been a little competitive. So how'd you get the name Crazy Legs?
I would practice after school in the auditorium, and the captain of the cheerleaders was on me practicing, and she was like, ooh, he got some crazy legs.
But now that you're older, do you think you need to change the name from Crazy Legs to something a little more mature, like Stable Legs?
Yeah, definitely.
Crazy's kind of like become an ableist term, you know, so maybe something like neurodivergent legs, something like that, not?
More like give it up legs? Yeah, pretty much.
Right. When did you meet me?
I met you on Avenue A at a club. Shortly after that, we connected on Freak.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
For the choreography.
Oh, my God. You made me look like I could really do shit. Like I could do damage on stage. I hurt myself.
You did?
Yeah, like...
I'm pretty broken
right
now.
I tore my hamstring.
I didn't know that.
Breakdancing means you're going to break something.
Goes with the territory.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gracias, papito. That looks...
Yes.
Mira, buen provecho.
Don't be shy, man.
Oh, goddamn.
Thank you.
You know, we've both been involved with the Puerto Rican community forever. You especially, working on the island for relief.
Yeah.
And I've been cast as a Puerto Rican by Hollywood. Do you think I'm believable?
I think any Latino from New York is believable because we're so interchangeable with each other. We understand each other's accents. So you got the Boricua cosign.
Honorary Boricua.
Yes, yes, yes.
Seal of approval. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, it's delicious.
So hip hop culture, man.
Mm-hmm.
It started underground. Nobody knew about it. Mm-hmm. It was a black and Latino thing. And now one out of five suburban dads want to break dance, and they'd be like, you know,
yeah, I can bust a move. Yeah, I can do that break dancing thing. It's fantastic.
For us to come from nothing and create something that has impacted the globe, it's pretty amazing. We're looking at dancing in the streets of the Bronx to breaking going to the Olympics in 2024 in Paris. My current mission right now is to see how much money I can raise to support some of the dancers to have the same equal playing field in the Olympics. It really only takes about $100,000 to secure...
$100,000.
When you think about for the year, that gets them to national and international qualifiers. It allows them a trainer, a meal plan, and just to like not have to work.
No. You can't be driving an Uber and still doing a lift. Yeah. You can't do both.
Everyone else who has that ability to support, hit us up, hit people up.
You heard that right here. Hit us up, send the money to me.
Yep, John got it. He can distribute.
And, I might give it to him.
Yep.
Might not.
Maybe.
Depends.
You know.
Oh, what? I capuria.
Barrio BX in the house.
You know, back in the day, they said breakdancing started when kids who had beef, they would settle their fights through breakdancing, through battling.
Well, here's the thing. That was a fallacy about us solving beefs with dance.
Oh, was it though?
Yeah.
There were
think
dancers?
Of it. If you disrespected me, I'm not gonna be, hey man, we're gonna dance now. Nah, man.
I'm gullible, man. I believe anything.
But I get it. I mean, you know, you got information late. You were from Queens.
Well, that's cold-blooded, man.
I think we're gonna have to settle this beef the old-fashioned way by B-boy dancing.
Oh, we're gonna battle?
Queens against what?
BX versus Queens?
Come on!
Stand by, please.
Was it really a good idea to have a big Puerto Rican lunch before we did a dance off?
Because when we come back, Diane Guerrero will be joining me on the show, so don't go away.
Let's go! It's the most all-star studded challenge ever, and this time, it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars, new season now streaming on Paramount+. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Welcome back to The Daily Show. My guest tonight is an activist, author, an actor you may know from Orange is the New Black, Doom Patrol, and Encanto. Please welcome Diane Guerrero, please. Y'all, relax.
Hi.
They're excited.
They're excitable.
Hey, Diane. Do people believe you when you tell them that you do the voice for Encanto? Because when I tell kids, nobody believes me.
I have to sing the entire song.
The whole song. But then they believe you.
Then they believe me. Yeah, the kids start. And I have to, like, do, like, a few lines to, like, flowers. And then, I've been stuck.
And then they
perfect.
Get it. Oh, yeah.
And then they get it.
And now I believe you.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if you were in contact, but now I got it. Yeah, no, they don't get it. Even when I do the voice, you know, like, I don't know who I am. They don't get it.
Right.
Because his face scares them.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
You got to sing this. You got to do the rap part that you do.
Oh, yeah, forget that. That's not happening.
Yeah, I barely got
in the pocket, yeah.
That's a hard one.
Now, let me switch it over to something else. You're a child of immigrants.
That's right.
And every immigrant, yes. Thank you. Me vale verga. Okay. What do you want people to know about your experience growing up?
Yeah, well, when I was 14, my parents were separated from me. I'm a child of a separated family due to deportation, and it ruined it ruined me.
Yeah, because you were 14 years old.
I was 14 years old.
Yeah, yeah, and the immigration INS, ICE, came and took away your parents.
That's right, and I had to grow up on my own, and I had to make very, very difficult decisions on my own throughout my entire life.
Can you imagine a kid just left alone at 14 to raise himself? So crazy.
Not right.
Not okay.
And I've gone through a lot of therapy, and I'm still going through therapy, and I'm,
Oh, beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah. Relied on my community to support me in this, and I have been very candid. I wrote a book in 2016 about my experience and the country we love. Yes, thank you. My family and I were separated for 20 years. I mean, I've been able to go back, but they haven't been able to come here. And so, pandemic happened, and I was like, what am I going to do here? Like, die in LA by myself? So I bought a farm in the mountains of Colombia, and I'm now living there. My dad sadly passed away a year ago, but
I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you so much. But my mom is there. I'm close to my family, and no one's ever going to separate us ever again.
Oh, good for you. Good for you.
Yeah.
Now, I also hear that you're the leading actor who recently joined a whole bunch of leading actors in the Visionary Alliance for the National Hispanic Media Coalition. Mm-hmm. I had to read that because that's a
long title. I'm not the leading actor.
You're not the leading actor.
No, I'm not the leading actor. I'm one of the actors.
Oh, one of them. Okay.
Yes.
And then, and what is the mission statement of the coalition?
Look, I'll give you numbers. Yeah. I'm not a math girly, but I'll give you some numbers. In 2022, only 3 women of color directed a top 100 film. In the span of 16 years, okay, 21 female directors, women of color directors, directed 21 films out of 1,600 films.
That's crazy.
I'm not a math girly, like I said.
Right. And people of color are at least 40% of the population, if not a lot more, because white people are only 59% of the population.
Right, right.
So
I mean,
then,
that's getting into more numbers than I rehearsed.
Oh, yeah.
But
I'm a math boy.
You are a math boy.
Yeah.
Well, all I know is that that's cultural apartheid.
Yes.
Right?
For
and
real,
I know that's a
real
term that you use a lot, and I follow you and I follow your work. Thank you so much, Johnny Lutz, for doing
that. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Doing the good work for us. Yeah. And inspiring me to do the work that I'm doing alongside you.
I need allies, and we need people like you.
Absolutely.
We need soldiers out there.
Thank you. We want representation. We want the right kind of representation. We're tired of the only things getting made about us, drug lords,
negative
criminals,
cops. Right, right.
Maids.
Hookers.
Right,
yeah. Right.
Well, we want to be represented as we are, real, beautiful, curious, existential crises happen.
Preach, mama, preach.
And yes, maybe even mediocre.
Right, and if, someday.
Sometimes, right? And if somebody...
Because white people get to be mediocre all the time.
All the time.
Oh, my God. I mean, I'm jealous because white people get to fail upwards.
Just peruse.
I can barely succeed upwards.
Agreed. Likewise. Just peruse through the canon of, like, mediocre films of dysfunctional white families.
Jack and Jill.
The canon is rich.
Yes,
okay?
It is.
We deserve to be...
You're allowed to fail on camera, people.
Exactly.
I want to fail in big movies.
Yes.
I want to make crap on television,
yes,
on streaming.
I want to
be like white people.
I want to make woolly mammoth meatball crap.
Yes, and get paid for
and
it.
And get paid for
Ain't
it.
Ain't nobody paid for us to do that.
Exactly.
We have to work really well in sushi kitchens, pizzerias. We got to cook,
yes,
all the food for this goddamn country.
Just like we deserve to be excellent, we deserve to make crap as well.
Yeah.
And everything in between.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. I'll be right back after this. That was a fun one.
There are a lot of issues on voters' minds right now. 6 big ones could help decide the election. Guns, reproductive rights, immigration, the economy, healthcare, and the wars overseas. On the Consider This podcast from NPR, we will unpack the debates on these issues and what's at stake. You can listen to NPR's Consider This wherever you get your podcasts.
That's our show for tonight. But before we go, please consider donating to Every Town for Gun Safety. They're fighting to end gun violence and build safer communities by enacting common sense gun safety reforms. And if you can support them in this work, please donate at the link below.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. And we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.